From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We are just 5 days away from the August 2nd deadline for raising the debt ceiling, and at the last minute, late this afternoon, the House delayed its vote on Speaker John Boehner's plan. It appears House GOP leaders are still trying to round up enough votes to pass the measure. If it does pass, it would head to the Senate, where Democrats have promised it is dead on arrival. NPR's David Wellner reports on what is or might be next.
At a news conference this afternoon, Speaker John Boehner appeared confident his debt ceiling plan would be passed and sent to the Senate.
When the House takes action today, the United States Senate will have no more excuses for inaction.
On the Senate floor, Majority Leader Harry Reid seemed to agree with Boehner that the Speaker's bill would pass the House. But Reid also noted that all 53 members of the Senate's Democratic caucus had sent a letter to Boehner to inform him they would not vote for his bill.
It will be defeated. They know that. The American people now should understand that clearly.
Reid called the Speaker's proposal to increase the debt ceiling by $900 billion a band-aid approach, which would necessitate another debt ceiling ordeal and default scare within 6 months. But Republican leader Mitch McConnell portrayed the choice facing the Senate as either passing the Boehner bill now or sending the government into default.
So what's worse, Mr. President, a default now or a potential default 6 months down the road? Because if those 53 Senate Democrats follow through on their threat to filibuster the House bill, that's what they'll be doing. They'll be ensuring default now rather than working with us to prevent it later.
Senate Democrats are rallying behind the bill their majority leader has proposed, which would raise the debt ceiling enough so it would not have to be dealt with again until after next year's elections. But it, too, lacks enough votes to move forward. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer says the only solution is a bipartisan compromise.
The idea that we will take Boehner's bill and pass it, or take Boehner's bill and tweak it and pass it, is not what is going to happen. And so we would urge Speaker Boehner and all of our Republican colleagues to sit down and negotiate.
Reid insists his bill already is a compromise, since its debt ceiling increase is offset only by spending cuts, while it contains none of the tax revenue Democrats have sought to reduce deficits. Still, Reid seems ready to amend that bill.
I'm happy to talk to any of my Republican colleagues. I've talked to several of them. I'm happy to continue that, to listen to reasonable suggestions to make the Senate compromise legislation even better.
One possible compromise would reduce the amount by which Reid's bill would raise the debt ceiling so that the issue would have to be revisited possibly a year from now. If the House does pass Boehner's bill and sends it to the Senate, the measure would likely be rejected in a procedural vote showing it cannot pass. Reid's bill could then be taken up as a last resort. But to advance, there would have to be bipartisan support, meaning a deal would have to be struck. White House spokesman Jay Carney is still optimistic.
Congress has a way of waiting until the last minute to do the right thing. We remain confident that it will.
The hanging question is whether the markets still share that confidence. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.